Vera Payne.
This is Mason Vera Payne, live from the MVP studios here in Chicago. We're going to find out today what are the top search trends of March with Google Trends expert Molly McHugh Johnson. Thanks for joining me, Molly.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So tell me, what are some of the things that have been trending for March?
So probably one of the more popular and less surprising things that's been trending is a lot of searches about the Academy Awards. So we had that earlier this month, and one thing that we actually saw popping up during the event is that people were searching for publicists. After Divine Joy Randolph's acceptance speech, she mentioned her publicist, and then people were just searching for what is a publicist. People were looking, I think it spiked, almost 5,000% because of that speech. So that was a fun one. What are jorts was top trending after John Cena came on stage in a very, very funny kind of outfit. And we also saw people looking for how to pronounce Killian Murphy. It looks like Killian, so that might have been part of the confusion, but it is Killian, and people were curious about how to say his name.
Oh, wow. Killian. I was also calling him Cillian, so I'm glad that was clarified.
Yeah, a lot of people learned something.
Now, the jorts one is funny because I never thought of John Cena as the one who wears jorts, because I always think of Kevin Smith because he notoriously wears jorts. Like, he's trying to bring it back into style.
I didn't know that. That's actually, I wish he had come out and like really claimed that. But now I guess it's going to be associated with John Cena for a while here.
Yeah, right. There are other things in the Academy Awards that was pretty cool was I'm Just Ken by Ryan Gosling. Like, he went and did that performance. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yes, I love that. I actually stood up in my living room and gave a standing ovation because I just thought it was so great. That was actually the top searched musical performance. After that, another Barbie one. At number two, we had What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish. And then following that, we have The Fire Inside by Becky G was the third most searched. And the fourth most searched was the duet between Andrea Bocelli and his son, which I didn't realize that was his son until later. I thought that was really cool. And the number five most searched musical performance was It Never Went Away by John Batiste. Those were all really great. But yeah, I had to get off the couch and start clapping for I'm Just Ken. That was too good.
You know, it's really funny. All the things that was happening, for at least trending wise, did any of like the movies, like, did they spike at all? Like, did anybody want to search about those, or was it just the award show?
Sure. No, I mean, we definitely saw some actors in particular really spike during the show for the most searched on the red carpet, which is something that, like, I think a lot of people watch for the red carpet, but the most searched red carpet look kind of surprised me, and that was Ryan Gosling. I honestly couldn't even, if I'm thinking back, I don't know what he wore, but he apparently was really piquing everyone's interest. And then at number two was Lupita Nyong'o. And as far as performances and acting, Robert Downey Jr. was actually the top searched nominee for acting, and that was followed again by Ryan Gosling, because he had obviously a very big night. And then at number three was Emma Stone. At four was Killian Murphy. And five was Divine Joy Randolph.
Yeah, Academy Awards. I love it. But at the same time, I think the only thing I really go for is to watch people and what they wear.
Totally. I know. I don't blame you at all. So I was right there with you. But as I'm thinking back to it, I truly cannot tell you what Ryan Gosling wore. I feel like Emma Stone, she was up there too. She was number three top search red carpet. That one I remember. So yeah, I guess she made more of an impression on me, but I really loved the necklace that she was wearing.
Well, you know, Ryan Gosling obviously didn't wear any like headband, because if he did, the internet would have been blowing up.
Yeah, no, he definitely had a good night though. Lots of searches around Ryan.
So besides that, is there anything else that was trending in March?
Another maybe not so surprising one, but some interesting things that trended within this topic, spring break. I think for a lot of folks, it's actually happening right now. My sister is a teacher, and she informed me her spring break is not until next week. So it's coming. But a few like related spring break trends that we've seen, one was spring break camp near me. That more than doubled over the past month. And then the top trending countries to travel to right now are Mexico and Aruba. I would imagine people on the West Coast are going to Mexico and people on the East Coast are going to Aruba. I don't know that for sure, but it just makes the most sense. As far as like individual states, we kind of see like it's interesting to see what parts of the country are searching for other spring break destinations. Like, only a couple of places are looking into going to Myrtle Beach, but then a ton of the country, like most of the country, is looking into going just to Miami specifically. So that's another really popular spring break destination. And the other one that I really like seeing, because I am an old millennial, is one of the top trending spring break apparel searches is trucker hats. I don't think I ever want to wear one again, but it is really entertaining to see that coming back.
It is hilarious to see so much fashion come back. It is absolutely atrocious. It should have been dead. It was in the backyard buried. Who dragged it up?
No, I know exactly what you mean. And the number 4 top trending spring break apparel item was strapless mini dress. So it's really just bringing back like high school and early college for me, I'm happy to pass these trends coming back. I don't think that's for me this time.
You know, the funniest thing is I think my sister still has a lot of that clothes somewhere. I swear she was asking for it like a few years ago. She was like, where's all my old high school clothes? And I'm like, I think they're in mom's basement.
If she held on to them, I maybe head to eBay.
Exactly. Exactly. Sell it on Etsy somewhere, right? All the destinations is really cool, but what about in state? Like, is there any state parks that have been trending at all?
Yeah, there's a few. Actually, our national parks have gotten a lot of attention. So the top trending national park for spring break is the Grand Canyon. And then after that is Joshua Tree, followed by Yosemite. I just have to quickly plug that if anyone is traveling to these places, Google Maps has a new, or fairly new, I think it was a year or two ago, integration with some of these more popular national parks. And you can like use maps to find where the restrooms are and how busy trails are. And I'm a big national park fan. I'm like constantly trying to go to a new one every year, if not a few more than that. And this feature is so great because I hate like waiting in line to get on a trail. Like, you don't want to do that. So I if you are traveling to a national park, consider trying out some maps integration.
Oh, then this question is perfect for you. I know what the Grand Canyon is. Yosemite, I know what that is. What is Joshua Tree and why is it popular?
You know, what's funny is I actually went to Joshua Tree for spring break when I was in college. So these two things really line up. Joshua Tree is in Southern California, not too far from Palm Springs area. It's probably like an hour, I want to say, southeast, but don't. Maybe someone can check me on that, but it's relatively close to Palm Springs. And it's not a huge, huge park as far as like the most popular trails, but it's home to these trees that I said they look like they were made by Dr. Seuss. They're not quite palm trees, but they're not quite cacti. And they're just like amazing looking. And there's lots of really good bouldering. And it sort of reminds me of like Canyonlands, but even more of a desert location. It's gorgeous. Like, I highly advocate for anyone to go. And this is definitely a good time because it obviously gets extremely hot there in the summer.
Okay. Next question. What is the best weekend camping park?
Personally, weekend camping park. That's a tough one because Yosemite is so amazing, but it can probably get pretty crowded on the weekends. So I personally opt to go like the state camping park because they're just like a little bit easier. I even really like to do some country camping where you're going to have fewer people. You got to do a little bit of digging onto what trails you can actually get onto, but that's always a good option too.
I love it. I'm not a camping person, but in my fantasy, in my head, it's one of the things I aspire for.
This time of year, I'm in Oregon, so it's still like wet and rainy, but I'm like very much doing my plotting for the summer so that I don't, you know, have these last minute, oh, I'd love to go camping, but so does everyone else. So I'm trying to get ahead of it now.
I imagine. St. Patrick's Day, that was in March. What was trending there?
Yes, this is one of my favorites, but one of the top searches was for basically what does St. Patrick's Day mean? So that was a really popular one, people looking up the meaning. And then some other really cute ones, people were searching for St. Patrick's Day coloring pages, parade route. There is not a St. Patrick's Day parade in my town that I'm aware of, but I thought that was really cute. And I would like love to go to a St. Patrick's Day parade. And then we had St. Patrick's Day gifts. So I'm imagining people are like texting each other cute little gifts or like maybe putting them in their email signature for the day.
I was completely shocked that GIF is on the list, but not soda bread recipes, right?
Yeah. I did go to a St. Patrick's Day birthday party for my friend's daughter, and we did cabbage and like roast beef and potatoes. So we did all of that. And now that I'm thinking back, I don't think anyone made soda bread, which is such a myth.
It is. It is an absolute miss. Like, I don't know why Chicago was really into St. Patrick's Day, but that's what we do, regardless of your background. And, you know, it's funny, I'm Mexican, and every St. Patrick's Day, we get soda bread. We celebrate it. Absolutely.
Too. Like, we made soda bread. My friend from Ireland who just moved here, I saw him a couple days after St. Patrick's Day, and I was asking him, do people wear green and do they dye their rivers green? And he just laughed at me so hard and said, like, absolutely not. We think it's so funny that Americans do that. And he kind of gave me a little bit of trouble for it. But yeah, he confirmed that is not a thing in Ireland.
You should have just told him we just like to party. It's just an excuse.
He's totally on board with.
It's always an excuse to have a party. That's what my parents would tell me. Like every holiday, regardless of the nationality, we're celebrating because who doesn't want to have a good drink?
No, I said totally. Why not? It's so dreary here in February and March and we don't have a ton of holidays. So it's just like an excuse to like get everybody through and like maybe leave your house while it's kind of gross outside.
Was there anything else that was trending during March?
Yeah, so this one, you know, unrelated to any seasonal events that we often see in March, but I personally thought it was really fun. We saw a lot of interest in personality tests. So that's like, you know, the Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram and the Big Five, like those had a lot of just a spike in interest this month, which I couldn't tell you exactly why, but I thought seeing that was kind of cool. And then, you know, those are more of these like psychology, science-based things that you're taking like a quiz of some sort to kind of figure out like how your brain works or how you make choices. But then in relation to that, we saw people search for like, what kind of flower am I? And what cake personality am I? So like kind of silly ones too. Yeah, I don't know what brought that up, but we saw a lot of interest in that. And I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh my God, everything's coming back. It's like MySpace. Do you remember all the tests and the quizzes you had to take?
Oh yeah, totally. And I just remember sending like every friend a personality quiz and like try and figure out which one you were and like which friends like made the most sense together. It was, yeah, it's all coming back.
Yeah. Zodiac and astrology, that's going to make its way back too. And yes. I'm going to love it because it was so much fun.
We actually like have a map of what the most searched Enneagram personality types are by state, which is really funny because I'm looking at it right now. And only Louisiana is searching most for Enneagram 7. It's distributed really evenly otherwise. But yeah, they're looking for Enneagram 7. So everything else is pretty even. But yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Like, what are they doing down there? Just kidding.
Right. I can't really tell you anything about a 7. So I don't know for sure. I'm trying to think of like, oh, here we go. So in Chicago, it would be Enneagram 8 is the most searched for, or in Illinois rather.
Well, you know what? We're just like everybody else. How many other states did that one too? Did 8?
That's most popular, I think. Yeah, it's either 8 or 9 are very, very popular.
So, yeah. Man, you know, why didn't this make the odd news? Because I think this was more odd news than anything else, right?
I think it's kind of, maybe it was like so popular that it didn't even make odd news, but under our odd news, I'll give you the one that I think it's like kind of sweet, but maybe like a little bittersweet. But we saw searches for how to make new friends as an adult rose by 110% and Bumble BFF by 150%, which I had to look up. And that Bumble, it's like a dating app, but for friends. Which it is very hard to make friends as an adult, but I just think it's like kind of sweet that people are looking for active ways to do that. But that was under one of our odd news things that we were a little surprised to see.
That is kind of cute because, you know, basic of it, find a place that has lots of parties. Like I just said, Chicago, we party for anything and you just join in.
Yeah, I know. There you go. Maybe like one of the results for searches for how to make a new friend as an adult is like move to Chicago.
Move to Chicago and maybe, then just wait for a party at 3 a.m. And instead of calling the police, you go join.
Yeah, I love it.
I have neighbors who party until 3 or 4 and it's like you either join them or you just lay in bed.
I don't know how I would do with that anymore. I can imagine that anybody who lives in a college town is like dealing with that constantly. But I have like a bit of a sleepy neighborhood here in Portland, which I'm a fan of personally.
Oh, wow. Lucky you. Because that is not where I live. And I've just resigned to like, okay, let me just make friends with my neighbors so they can at least call me.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, do you have food?
At least they're like nice about it at that point. You're not in a constant fight with them.
Yeah, exactly.
We made friends with our neighbors, and that was our big in, and that was a big win.
That's lucky. But yeah, this is like how you accidentally make friends, is that you try not to make enemies. And that has worked for me so well. Another thing that has worked for me is sports. I've reluctantly went into sports because I dated this one guy who just loves sports, and it grew on me ever since. And that's another great way to make friends. So, but I know March Madness, boom, that was a big thing this month. It should have been at least.
Yeah, March Madness is huge. That's another one we see spike pretty much every year. But a couple of interesting little like things that stood out to us is Caitlin Clark from Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball. She has been really spiking search interest. She's now the NCAA's all-time leading scorer in both men and women's college basketball, which is just like so incredible. I'm not the biggest college basketball fan, but watching her has been incredible. So yeah, she is like a big outstanding search this month. And then we had searches for Cinderella team spike, but that is actually something that we see spike every March. So that's just one that has come around once again. Another kind of cool one that we saw is March Madness snubs. So that's been trending over the past couple of days. And people want to see like who should have made it and who didn't. But and then we have average college basketball score spiked by over 1,000%. So I think we're having some pretty high scoring games. I honestly have only caught a couple of them. They're always at such difficult times during the workday. But yeah, people are really interested in Caitlin, Cinderella teams, how much people are scoring. And then as far as like individual teams, we have some top surge. Did blank make March Madness? So people are just curious if their team made it. But Villanova was the most searched did blank make March Madness. And I believe they did. So that was make some people happy probably.
Yeah. You know, you're right about working and not being able to catch the games. That's why I only watch clips at this point, and I've got addicted to them because I don't have to wait.
Yeah. No, I agree. I've been seeing it on like social media, just seeing like little YouTube clips here and there. And most of them have been of Caitlin Clark. Like my algorithm is feeding me Caitlin Clark, but the algorithm is correct. That's what I want to see.
Now, when it comes to March Madness, like, was there any food trending? Because usually whenever sports happens, there's got to be food that's trending along with it.
Like trying to see, I'm looking at these search trends and wondering if they're more like spring break or maybe it is March Madness, or I'm not sure what they're related to, but a couple of really fun ones. Well, maybe I think it's fun because I love key lime pie, but key lime pie cookies spike 130%, which I'm just like, I have to go make those. But then clear pumpkin pie spike 500%. And that's like a very weird one that I don't know how you would possibly make that, but it's like become really popular and it looks, you can see through it, like it's a gelatin. Now I'm like kind of going to go home and try and figure out how to make this. But that was one I had never seen before. And the other like really fun food thing that isn't related to any of these events that we've talked about already, but definitely a March event, is pie, because of Pi Day, which is on March 14th, 3.14. So people love to like get together for parties and do fun pies. And that was a bunch of different kinds of pies. So we had like chicken pot pie was top surge, shepherd's pie is top surge, apple pie, key lime pie, pecan pie. So people are open to lots of different kinds of pies, but that was a really fun way to celebrate the Pi Day this year.
Chicken pot pie. Now that's a pie I can have any day of the week, any time of the month, any year, because I love chicken pot pies.
Yeah.
Or beef pot pies.
It doesn't have to be a dessert.
Right.
I could see like pizza pie. And there were some states did search for pizza pie a lot, but then there's like Oreo pie. So you could definitely see like some places went very savory dinner kind of pie, and then others were just totally on the classic, very, dessert pie.
Now, pizza pie, I'm confused. Is it just like a sweet crust? with the pie, like the pizza inside? Like, how does that work out? Have you ever made one?
I just like a regular pizza, and you're just like taking liberties with the idea of a pie, personally.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Like Frito pie was the most searched in Montana, which is, I've never had that. And then we even had like a spaghetti pie. That one, I have absolutely no idea what it is, but it does sound very good. So I wouldn't say no.
The Frito pie. Now that intrigued me. I have no idea what it is. I've never heard of it before, but it sounds decadent.
Yeah. And I like imagine it as a very Midwest thing, just because like a chip inside of any sort of pie makes me think kind of a casserole, but I can't say for sure. It does sound good. So I wouldn't say no to trying any of these, to be honest with you.
Now, one thing I am curious about, charcuterie boards, is that done with now? Because it used to be trending for like months back to back to back. And then it dipped off, and I think in February. Has that been like gone forever from the searches?
Months. There weren't any big spikes that stuck out. But also, it wasn't something we were like kind of keeping an eye on if it was going up or down or whatever. Really, I love a charcuterie board. I feel like they're never going to go out of style. But it's very possible that just like all of this pie searching kind of took over for the month. But yeah, I have a feeling charcuterie will probably make a comeback. I don't know. You're right, though. There was this like trend for a while where people were really going crazy, like making really elaborate charcuterie boards or like themed charcuterie boards. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see that come back in the future.
You know, I was thinking just right now, maybe everybody learned the recipe so they don't need to search for it anymore because it's pretty easy.
Yeah. That makes me think of like, you know, during in 2020, everybody was searching for how to make sourdough. And we all, I mean, I should not be, I'm generalizing, but I personally had a sourdough starter that took over my life because I was like timing how often I needed to feed it. It was like a Tamagotchi for adults, basically. And I know how to make sourdough, so I'm not searching for it anymore. Yeah, I can't speak to whether everyone is doing that, but I definitely learned that, you know, that was a big search for me for a few months there, and now I've finally got it down.
Well, Molly, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find all about this fun trends we were talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Love being here. You can visit google.com/trends and see what's going on in real time and all sorts of other cool visualizations and stuff based on the things that people are looking for.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening.